Welcome to the first round of the El Segundo Middle School podcast for 2010. Seventh and eighth graders were asked to write a piece about what they believed in, while the sixth graders were asked to respond about science school this year. So here is their work. Listen up. You never know what may be coming out on the next issue of Bulldog Radio.
Think green. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
There are many things we do on the earth, our home.
We all like our homes.
But we do not take very good care of it.
As a result, we have lots of problems.
Like global warming as temperatures around the world rise.
Global warming is a big oh-no to all people of this earth because ice is melting and affecting both humans and animals around the world.
We also have a problem with pollution.
Pollution is also a major problem we humans are fighting.
There are two kinds of pollution, air pollution and water pollution.
Air pollution is caused by CO2, which cars and trucks let out.
Water pollution is caused by litter.
Both affect humans and animals.
If air pollution gets bad enough, we would not be able to breathe and we would need a gas mask like this.
And if water pollution gets too bad, fish would die, as you can see.
We need to
reduce all of your uses of energy.
Reuse our old belongings.
And recycle our cans and bottles.
Time is running out for us to save the Earth.
But we can't do it without everyone's help.
This is our idea to save our home.
What's your choice?
If you like the Earth, then help save it.
And go green.
I learned that you can't always get what you want because of life. Life doesn't consist of whatever you need or want all the time. Some reasons you may not get the things you want is, firstly, your parents may be mad at you for some reason. Secondly, they may not have enough money for the things you want. Lastly, your parents may think you don't need the thing you want and think you should use what you have. I believe that you can't always get what you want because you could have gotten in trouble for some reason and your parents may not want to get you anything or do anything for you. Some reasons why may be because of your grades, attitude, or something you did but you shouldn't have. I also believe that life isn't always fair is because they might not have enough money and they can't get the things you want. Some ways might be because your parents' job doesn't get enough money, also because of the budget cuts. And lastly, because they could have gotten fired. Lastly, I believe that you can't always get what you want because your parents might think you should use what you have and don't need anything new. Some things would be you have and don't need anything new. Some things would be you have a bat but it is a year old and you need a bigger size, but your parents won't get the bat for you, also because they don't want you to get it. Lastly, your parents may not want other people using it, and you argue with them, and they don't have the things you want. I believe these are the ways that you can't always get what you want, and could be the way your parents might not want to do or get you whatever you want. These could be the ways I think you can't get what you want.
Valuing life is the most important attribute. 17% of American citizens are under the required poverty level. Although America is one of the richest and safest economies, there are still people who are less fortunate than you. This proves that you should value life and make every second worth it. Money isn't the only problem in today's society. Violence and discrimination are others, just to name a few. There is approximately 960,000 people who are going to die this year just from gang violence, mainly in drug cartels or related to drugs. Over half of these deaths were normal citizens, caught in the line of fire, and usually happened in bad neighborhoods. I personally have never been through the experience of seeing a death, but I can tell you that it is very selfish. I couldn't imagine how I would feel if someone I knew and my family had died, especially if they weren't involved in the gang. And these are what the families of those 960,000 people are going to feel. I personally try to value life at its fullest. If I get a bad grade on a test or a quiz, I always try to think positive. I'll get a better grade next time. Whenever I can't go somewhere, I'm sad, but then I think of all the poor kids who never left their neighborhood. I think others should think this way, so we can live and commute in a non-selfish world. A lot of my friends will act selfish. Once we saw a homeless guy, and while I gave him money, they needed to save it for later. Some people don't like giving bums money because they will buy drugs or alcohol. But what people don't realize is that they have to buy food. And I'm hoping the money that I give this homeless man is going to a nice dinner to keep him well-nutritioned. I'm going to conclude with ways to value life efficiently. Like stated before, always thinking positive will and always put me in a good mood. Also, making others feel better also makes me in a positive state. It makes me realize that I have made someone's day a little better. It really puts me in a bad mood when someone treats me bad, so I think I would feel for that person. Last way is to try to exceed. Pursue what you want to do and what you like to do. For example, if you like playing lacrosse, practice so you can get better. This will lead you to doing better in the game, which will make your coach say something like, "Good job." I love it when my coach says that.
At OSS, I went down a long path to get to a river and to capture some bugs. It was somewhat of a long journey to get there, and we had to go through mud, poison oak, and stream to get there. When we got there, most of them were weird, like one looked like a tiny ball and some others looked like a chip. Anyways, some of the bugs I caught I never seen before. It was very interesting, and most of them would try to escape from us. It wasn't my favorite thing about OSS, but it was definitely one of the highlights. And the bugs were not easy to find. You actually had to get in the water and dig through the dirt, look under the rocks. Most people didn't really like that, though. In the end, the total amount of bugs found were 12 and 15 and 45 minutes. It was clearly a dirty area for life, and very few creatures were there. When we went back, everyone was wet at least a little bit, and everyone went back to their cabins.
In Outdoor Science Club, or OSS to keep it short, you learn about nature, like the different kind of plants. Also animals, like the different kind of footprints they leave, and scat. You practically learn about science the whole time. You're not just supposed to stop and play games like a game called Bobcat or nature games like Name That Type of Plant. In your cabin, you play games too, but your cabin leader comes up with the games. For fun, when you're with your naturist, you go hiking up Ice Cream Mountain and also other places. You also do skip night Thursday night, but before that, you practice it during your cabin time with your cabin. The food there is really good too. It's better than most restaurants, I think. At your table, there is a person called a hopper. The hopper brings the food to your table, sets up the table, then cleans the table. Also, if there are extra desserts, the hopper gets to have some. Lastly, to wrap up everything that I was talking about, you do a lot of fun yet educational stuff at Outdoor Science Club or OSS. Thank you.
What are riparian ecosystems, and how do we affect them? A riparian ecosystem is an ecosystem that is located along rivers and streams and other bodies of water. They contain abiotic factors such as dirt, water, and temperature, and biotic things such as plants and animals. Riparian ecosystems are on the banks of rivers and streams, making this area very wet. Also, not much sunlight shines through its tall trees, so this area is a bit dark and shady, perfect to get out of the hot sun. Animals such as raccoon and beaver live in this area, along with birds like ducks and swallows. Plants like poison oak and reed live here. Unlike some other ecosystems, they're being destroyed by floods and nature itself, but humans have invented ways to restore this precious ecosystem. But unlike these kind of acts, riparian ecosystems are used in many logging operations. Logging is when humans cut down wood and for lumber, charcoal, paper, etc. Riparian ecosystems are the wet and shady homes to many plants and animals, and we need to continue to protect their wonderful supply of wood and use it only when necessary.
You have to really work hard to get what you want in life. First, when you have to work hard to get what you want, you build up your very own determination. You will now know what not to do, what you are good at, how not to fail or be bad at it the next time, and also get a lot of experience. You also learn to never give up on yourself and on your goal if you want it that badly. For me, it will be Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, a game on computer. You will also be very determined because you are driven by what you want to get and will work even harder to get it. Also, when you have to work hard to get what you want, you feel very happy. You feel happy because whatever you did, even though it is bad and you failed at it, you did it yourself and didn't ask other people for help. You also feel like you did something worthy in life and feel happy because you accomplished something. And after you finish everything and got what you want, You feel really happy because you earned the item yourself. Next, when you have to work to get what you want, you get the feeling of fulfillment. You become fulfilled because when you finally got what you want, and also because it is better when you spend your own time on it, and the price will become much, much more valuable. You also feel fulfilled because you don't have anything, you don't have to do any backbreaking work that you did anymore. In addition, when your parents tell you that you're not playing with it anymore, and to give it to someone else, like your cousin, you can say, "No, I don't have to. I earned this myself and spent my own money." And they can't say that it's theirs because they weren't the one who bought it for you. You bought it yourself. In general, you have to work hard to get what you want so you can be happy, fulfilled, and learn the ways of determination. This I believe.
Stay tuned for more from ESMS.